I don't know what's happening.
Well, 0.69 is not the end of the world.
We're growing apart.
We're growing apart. I think we're pushing each other away because we sense that this group is about to end.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
maybe
wow.
We're preparing.
There's an interpretation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Can't handle it.
I can't handle the upcoming separation. That's what Stefan would do. He would totally get that.
All right, so 0.69.
Just missed the threshold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just missed it. So hopefully.
There was a lot in this session. It was because it was a lot of talking. Uh-huh. And they were like coloring at the same time, but it was like a talk session.
Yeah.
But with coloring. There wasn't really play.
Yeah.
And they talked about her parents' divorce, a lot of talk about the parents and the divorce and her feelings about the parents and a lot of object relations, like, you know, she doesn't think her mom loves her as much as she did before the divorce, and why do you think that? A lot of just really meat about the family and the parents
and feelings. A lot of characteristic cards.
I had more things in characteristic and I had to like move them
down.
Yeah,
you had to move them down and you
mm-hmm.
did too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it didn't translate into higher reliability. All right, well, on this first page, anyway, I see three discrepancies. So, let's go to item 8.
Child is curious. Mm.
Weird one.
Child's curious. Laura, you said this child's very curious.
What did I put that in, like 8?
8.
Yeah.
And Dustin put it in 4. It was neutral.
I didn't think she was too curious, really. You know,
she wasn't interested in toys in the room.
No, she just
was she interested in her thoughts, feelings, or behaviors of others?
She was very curious about a boy she saw Lene with in the waiting room one time and assumed it was Lene's therapy patient, and then I think Lene disclosed a little too much. Instead of just going with the fantasy that he was her therapy patient, she said, no, actually, that's someone I see for testing. And but then rather than that sort of shutting down the discussion, Cheyenne continued to be curious. She wondered if the boy was doing good, and she wondered like how the boy was doing, and she continued to ask questions, and Lene was like clearly didn't want to disclose but also wasn't really asking for her fantasy, so she just sort of kept being like I guess he's doing fine, you know. And he sort of, but I thought it was notable that Cheyenne kept going with it, even though Lene was sort of like not, you know, going with it too. What else? She's like curious
that,
about
does
her
that
parents.
Ring a bell?
Well, yeah.
That would count. That would be very clear curiosity.
Yeah.
In fact, that's listed here as an example. Child asks numerous questions about other children under the therapist's care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I still had it at 4, so I mean, there was so much stuff in the characteristic pile that a bunch of them that may have been, you know, may have had a chance before ended up getting pushed further down. But
so you feel that
I could,
you know,
to a 6.
It was there, but you felt that there were at least 50 items more important.
Well. I know that there was that part, but as far as curiosity goes for the rest of the session, I felt like generally she was just sitting and coloring, and Lene was kind of asking her questions, and she was talking about her family and stuff, but other than that part, I didn't feel like the overall feeling of the session was curious. Before, I know I'm not supposed to compare to other sessions,
right.
But like,
but you're
she's
going
definitely
to.
Been much more curious in the past, and she just did not seem. It did. I don't know. Just to put, what'd you put? 8.
Yeah, I mean, I could move it down. There was one other time I just found that she was curious about how old Lene was, and she was curious about, like, how Lene got to be such a good drawer, and then actually she was, like, ashamed that she was, that she drew less well than Lene, and then they kind of explored that, but, like, she wanted to know how old she was, and they didn't really answer her, and she wanted to know, well, she kind of assumed Lene was a mother. She didn't really ask her if she was. Yeah. She kind of assumed that, and then Lene kind of explored why she assumes that. And but I just thought that, in general, I thought she was, I guess she didn't ask her, are you a mother, but she did say, like, well, I know that your name changed, and, you know, when someone's name changes, it means they got married, and if you got married, then you probably have a child. So, like, I thought, even though it wasn't, like, asking a direct question, I still thought she was, like, kind of, like, she was fantasizing a lot about Lene's personal life, and I see that as kind of a form of curiosity, too, because she's, like, kind of guessing all this stuff, and I don't know if that is such a strong case for curiosity, but I guess I interpreted that way. I might have overinterpreted a little bit. I mean, I could go down to, like, 7, but I thought it was pretty notable.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, I just thought that Lene was starting most of the, starting her off on most of these kind of tangents, or just kind of piquing her curiosity, or, but I guess that if she's curious, she's curious, so I would definitely go up to
You can agree it's a little bit characteristic.
There was just
not
so many
things. The most important thing.
Yeah, like, okay. There were so many things in the characteristic pile that I just feel like this would have to be at least in a 6.
Okay.
But I see your point.
I think Laura made her point quite clearly and strongly.
Yeah. She did.
Look how many notes I took for this session. It's like all of this and then the other side, too. And I printed it by accident on, like, nice telephone paper. But there was just so much in the session.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There was just a lot. It is hard to choose what should be highest.
Yeah.
So then we go to 19. Child asks for advice or information. Laura put in 5, neutral. Mm-hmm. Dustin put in 1. That would mean that the child was avoiding asking for advice, even if the child maybe should have asked for advice. Or if the child refuses or rejects the therapist's suggestions or advice.
Mm-hmm. Did Lene give advice?
Or suggestions?
She shouldn't be, but she might have. I don't remember.
Not that it was really advice, but I felt like I felt like she ignored her quite a bit in different conversations. Like in the beginning, when she was on the phone and like calling people and leaving a message saying like, "Hello, this is Lene,"
like, yeah.
And just like hanging up, and Lene said. And she had her back turned to Lene, and Lene was like, "What are you doing?" And she was like, "Nothing." And Lene said, "Are you mad at me for something?" And she just said, she just ignored her and picked up the phone.
That's a whole different card, though. There's a card for that, for, like, ignores the therapist's questions.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There's another card for that, and I did put that card a little...
This is for suggestions, specific
advice, information. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe I kind of mixed up this card in my head when I picked 1. I guess, because I can't think of any specific times that she ignored a suggestion. But like, I have things written down like. Do you want to talk about it? No, because it makes me feel real sad. Well, that's not ignoring her, but it's like that's kind of a suggestion. Do you want to talk about it? And she says no. And
I want to be happy, not sad. She said that.
do you know what that song is about? She's talking about the song, and then the giant saying, I think, and Lene says, I think it's about a breakup. Do you see it that way? I think it's appropriate because we're talking about your parents. And she says, no, it's not about anything.
It's just a song.
Just a song.
Yeah, you write down all the five days. That's good.
Does that count as that card or not?
Well, Lene wasn't really giving advice. I guess Lene was
a suggestion.
Giving,
you look at item 42.
Did you find the card that's talking about Jeff? Yeah.
Is that a suggestion, though, saying, does this song remind you of your parents
breaking up? I bet I agree with you on item 42, too. Disagree.
Child ignores or rejects therapist's comments and observations.
Okay, that's definitely more appropriate.
I have a suspicion now that we're
so let's
not
look at
40, on
42. Still not good.
Laura,
we've got a 2, so you went down, and Dustin went way up to a 7.
See, I thought Cheyenne, I mean, I guess I'm probably thinking, I don't mean to think of other sessions, but like, really, she was answering Lene's questions, like, a lot. But there were some notable times when she did ignore, or she was defensive, like those times when you said, like, the song doesn't mean anything, it's just a song, or, you know, that, you know, she wasn't really, like, that I noticed that in the beginning too, like the card about like distancing herself from the therapist, I put a little bit high because of that beginning when she was like on the phone with the back to her and not including her in the play and stuff. Like I did pick up on that, but I did feel like she, like more often than not, Cheyenne was like joining in with like when Lene made an interpretation. Like this is like one of the only times I had ever heard Cheyenne be like, yeah, that's right, I do kind of think my mom just loved me or something, and try not to think of other sessions, but I do think even of this session, like she was, I mean, Cheyenne was really like with it. They were really in the back and forth conversation.
I just have so many notes on like different things she said, like, I'm not telling you, none of your business. She says right in the beginning, first, she said she's ignoring her with her back to her, and then Lene says, "What if they thought it was me about the prank call? Mm. Like, would I get in trouble? Would it be funny if I got in trouble?"
And she ignores her.
And she ignores her, and then she says, "What are you making today?" And Cheyenne says, "I'm not telling you, none of your business." And she says, "Last time you talked of making something for your mom," and she just, then after some crying, she gets her to start talking about the mom, but I just...
For the meat of the session, they had a really good, like, conversation for, like, 20 minutes of the session, but in the beginning, right, Cheyenne did come in, and she was really aloof and, like, kind of aggressive with the, like, I'm not going to show you what I'm making, you know, and Lene was so right on. She, like, suspected it was for her, and Cheyenne's like, no, it's not. It's for Rachel, you know, like, she sort of, like, made it for, like, the other therapist who isn't even her therapist, instead of for Lene. I thought that was slightly aggressive, but she wasn't super aggressive in the session, but it was aggressive, but in a, like, a passive kind of way, but...
She goes, Lene says, isn't that for me? And Sharon says, no, because you're going to correct me.
Oh, that's at the end of the session, yeah, but... Because Lene had just corrected her. She did, because she said, like... She said pastels wrong about the pastels, and Lene said it's oil pastels, and she did correct her, and then it was like 2 minutes later that like Cheyenne was like, you always correct me, and Lene is like, I do? I didn't realize that, and I think Lene didn't realize she had done it, but like Cheyenne totally picked up on that and said like she wasn't going to tell her something because she'll just correct her. It was funny.
So what are we going to do with this ask for advice or information?
This is one of those when it was really both, but to put it in five kind of, I mean, it definitely wasn't neutral, but it was really both. Oh, advice or information.
Yeah, that's what we're on.
That one I think should be. It's 42 that I don't know what to do with because it's really both. But
yeah, I'm going to say I'll move up for this first one.
Yeah, I really think it wasn't like a really relevant item to the session. I mean, Lene didn't really give advice, as she shouldn't, and so there was no advice for Cheyenne to reject.
Okay.
And if she didn't ask for advice,
yeah, I think it's kind of a non-item.
Yeah, you're right.
Has to go there.
Okay.
All right, 32.
42.
No, 32.
Oh.
Yeah. Child achieves a new understanding or insight. So there's a new perspective, new attitude, warded off content emerges. Okay. Laura said seven.
I usually put this in one or two.
You put in seven this time. You thought it was characteristic of the session, whereas Dustin put it in pile one, or pile two.
Mm-hmm. Every week I put it in pile one or two, and this week I really thought about it, and I really thought that she did have a lot of insights about her parents and her feelings about her parents and stuff. But, I mean, I might have made the mistake of putting it in pile seven because it was just so... It really impressed upon me in contrast to the other sessions, though, because I am aware that I always put that one in one. So maybe I shouldn't put it quite as high, but I think it was characteristic.
I thought about that, too, but I just felt like she didn't have any, like, new... I mean, she says things like, I still love my mom more than anything except God and my grandparents, and... Lene asks, you feel you love her more than she loves you? She says, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she says, she doesn't love me as much as Alana. That's her sister, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, do you tell your mom you feel this way? And she says, no. I felt like they talked about it, but I didn't feel like she really made any new, like, breakthroughs about it. I didn't feel like there was anything where she was like, yeah, you know, I never thought of it that way, or, like...
Well, that's very rare in child therapy that kids mm-hmm. say that. Geez, you know, I just had an epiphany.
I say that all the time in my therapy, but I think it's because I'm trying to reassure my therapist that if she's doing a good job, I'm like,
you're taking care of your therapist.
And a child, but I'm thinking that would be really rare in child therapy because a child isn't thinking about taking care of the adult. They're very narcissistic, so they're, you know, they almost would never think to say something like that.
Yeah.
They just wouldn't.
But I just still felt like she was kind of, I felt like the whole session was not, it wasn't characteristic of the whole, I felt like the session as a whole was more towards being resistant to looking at issues, like, overall, like, every, like, the new, like, the song, asking about the song, did you ever think about this, and did you ever think about... your parents, this relating to your parents, or how you feel about this relating to your parents. And she ignored a lot of the stuff, I felt like. And so that's why I think I thought that it was, her resisting was a bigger, played a bigger role than her looking at things from a new perspective. That's what I was thinking.
Okay. I'm starting to agree with you, actually. I mean, if I'm thinking, I think that was the mistake of being so excited that she had some insights that I maybe put it a little bit too high. So, I mean, I could come down to like a four or something. I could say like it was more uncharacteristic than characteristic. But I still think that like it's so different than putting it in the one or two. I think maybe mm-hmm. like a four.
Okay.
But I can get on board with like slightly more uncharacteristic.
Alright. Then we go to the troublesome 42. Child ignores or rejects therapist comments and observations.
I think I thought about this one, and I thought at least more than half the time she did answer Lene when Lene asked questions, and Lene asked a lot of questions and made a lot of interpretations because it was a very talkative session. But there were some notable times when she definitely did ignore her, but I think they were fewer.
What number did I put on this?
You have it in seven, and Laura has it in two. So you thought it was characteristic of the session for Cheyenne to ignore and reject Lynn.
Mm-hmm. Well, for her to respond with more elaborate play, comments, or associations, I thought she was, like, just barely, like, you know, she was giving her answers, but it was almost like, you know, she was lucky to get an answer. That's how I felt about this.
Well, but did this child actively disagree with or ignore or reject Linnae's comments or suggestions or observations?
Yeah, sometimes, a bunch of times.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, give me an X. Wait.
Laura, he just gave you an uppercut.
Yeah, no, there were definitely some times. There were definitely a bunch of times, but I do think that this,
you're still on the canvas.
I thought more often than not she did respond. But there were those few notable times that were like, there were a few times and then she just ignored her, which is more, you know, which is whatever. That's kind of like a little bit of a ignoring. But there were a few times when she's like, no, none of your business, or was even more explicit about it. But I thought that just, Linnae asked a lot of questions, and overall, I think that she responded to more than the half of them.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like with as many times as she did say things like, no, none of your business, I just felt like it couldn't be uncharacteristic, you know? I'm not telling you none of your business, and no, I just have so many no's, and no, she would have, there's no's all over the place.
This really might be one where it's like a forced five, because I really think it was both, and like, it sounds like you decided on one, because I think notable to say both things, and you just decided on one side, and I decided on the other side to like make note of in terms of the whole grand scheme of the cards, and because, I don't know, I hate putting things in five when it's both, because I'm like, to me, a five means it wasn't really relevant.
No, not necessarily. A five can mean...
A five can mean both.
A one and nine occurring in the same session would be a five.
I really felt like this was that. It was like two... These were like two extremes.
You agree,
and we were
Dustin?
Both there.
Well, just on this one page, do you want to talk about it? No, because it makes me feel sad. Then another one, is it... What about this song? And then she says, no, it's not about anything. It's just a song. And then she starts talking with... I have three... rejections right here on this page.
All right, so let me ask you the converse. Are there experiences in the session in which Cheyenne, you know, basically listened to the remarks, elaborated on them, agreed?
Yeah, there were.
There were, and I think we're less likely to write those down, too.
Yeah.
We're more likely to write down, like, the really explicit times when she's really explicitly defensive.
Now, why is that, though?
Because when I hear no, it just
automatically
goes over my head.
Well, I tend to write things that are present rather than absent, so if she's just being cooperative, sometimes I'll make
a
note, like, especially cooperative today, or, you know, or something like that, or, like, if she's really insane, I will write that or something, but something just, like, going along and they're really having a flowing conversation, I'm not necessarily going to... write it as much as the more extreme behaviors.
Perhaps based on our bias of psychopathology over resilience.
Yeah, that's true.
We focus on the negative in our profession.
Gotta run in about a minute.
Oh, you
have
to go?
Yeah, remember I had to leave at 5:30. I told you last week.
Oh, I forgot.
Therapy. Down the street, but
is that going to be true next week as well? Oh, we're
meeting on Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's why
okay.
I prefer
right,
the
it's
Wednesday
just for Thursday,
time,
right.
It doesn't conflict with this.
Right.
But I mean, I don't know if we can do one more really fast or.
All right, let's squeeze in 44. Child feels wary or suspicious versus trusting and secure. Laura in 7, Dustin in 3.
I didn't think she was too suspicious of anyone, really. I didn't think she was especially trusting and secure, but I also just felt like, you know, I didn't see any instance where she was distrustful of anyone.
The main thing I was thinking about was what she said about her mom, and that her mom didn't love her, and her mom loved her sister more, and she loved her less after the divorce, and things like that. But I mean, I could come a little down on it. I mean, it maybe wasn't the most important thing about the session, but I thought it was of note that she was kind of trying to think about her mom's feelings and was kind of paranoid about him.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, usually when I look at this item, I'm thinking of her relationship with the therapist, but then I read the description and it included parents, so I thought it fit. But maybe like more like a sex or something, or...
The mom is just, like, not, like, involved in her life anymore? Or am I not supposed to know about this? Or
I can't tell you. But in a few weeks, I can tell you whatever you want to know.
In a few weeks, we'll take a field trip to go meet her.
That's right.
All this makes me want to meet her. I feel like I know her so well, you know?
Because this
like
child is actually still being treated at the clinic.
Okay.
Across the parking lot.
Actually, yesterday...
Did you meet Sarah Laser? Early on,
she was
somebody who was training with us. I don't remember. Kind
is
of long
her?
Black hair.
Oh.
Yeah, she was sitting there.
Okay.
She's the current therapist.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yesterday, like it said on my class schedule that it was in building one. It said RS1. So I went to that building and looked on the sign and saw Long Island University. So I went to the clinic and saw the clinic for the first time.
Oh, you've never seen the playroom?
Yeah, I've never seen it. And I didn't know if the class was in there or what was going on. And obviously now I know there's no classes in that building at all.
So why did it say building one?
I don't know. And I even asked Dr. Neal, I said, is it in building one? And he said, yes. But I guess he just thought.
He doesn't know because he's from the main campus. Mm-hmm. That's unfortunate.
But, now
they got some pretty nice digs over there, don't they?
Yeah, it's nice.
State of the art.
Mm-hmm.
That playroom is to die for.
Well, I didn't get that far, just...
Oh.
It's a great playroom, and they
incredible.
Just got, like, a sand tray and everything,
yeah.
Which was fun towards the end with Stefan, because he really liked the sand tray, and he would bury things in the sand, like dibs.
Mm-hmm.
Stop to read dibs and search yourself. That's it's a good book.
What is it?
Dibs and search
yourself. Dibs and search of self. It's like
a more humanistic approach to treating kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's non-directive, kind of like this book, but there's no like interpretations and stuff
right.
like that, but it's kind of non-directive.
More like Rogerian.
But, I mean, it's kind of like what we're doing now. Like, just like, it's kind of like a way to observe child sessions.
Mm-hmm.
You fly on the wall, kind of teach them. Sorry, I have to run. I did tell you last week.
I'm sure you did. Just my memory is not what it used to be.
Okay. Your class is great, by the way. I'm so excited.
You liked it?
Especially
I was worried because it's
like
the first time I'm teaching it.
Like the conceptualization and the research applications, because it's really nice, you know, just to have that. Because not a lot of classes really like go into depth. Like a lot of classes have us read research articles, but I feel really unprepared for dissertation in a way. And it's great having you as an advisor, but like I feel like our classes haven't really prepared us for how to translate. Like what Kia was talking about yesterday really hit me when she talked about her clinical interests and then how she decided to go into research
mm-hmm.
with it to answer a clinical question
mm-hmm.
she had
mm-hmm.
and things she wanted to do clinically, how she turned her research to add
mm-hmm.
to her experience as a clinician. And I had never really thought of it that way, and I thought if it was more integrated with our classes. I have a ton of questions based on Kia's thing too. It really got me thinking about design of what I want to do. And cleared up a lot of questions and misconceptions I had about, how to design a Q-sorted experiment, and also misconceptions about what it's like to defend your dissertation. It was much less scary than I thought it would be. I mean, I imagined, like, I mean, I knew that
I
the panel's
you
only
you didn't see the gun under the table that I had?
I know that the committee's only three people, but still, I guess in my mind, I pictured, like, a room of, like, 20, like, all the faculty judging you, but
the
I forget it's really
there?
Only, like, three people who have already been working with you, and it's like,
mm-hmm.
you're
yeah,
giving
in
a PowerPoint.
Yeah, in his case, it was two non-core faculty with me, you know,
yeah.
so.
Yeah, so, I mean, that
and Jim technically wasn't even in the room.
Stressful. Yeah, I mean, it definitely helped me to lessen my anxiety, but now my anxiety is heightened about how am I going to get all this data and what am I going to do, but, like, the actual, like, actually...
Well, you have a lot of data. You're sitting on a lot of data
I know. I might just do that. Of course, I think it'll break Leia's heart, but she can also do something different with the data. I mean, there's always different things
when
to do.
When you break her heart.
Because I know she wants to use all the clinic data, but... You know.
She can.
She can still use it too.
Yeah, there's no.
I know.
No one has any proprietary.
No copyright.
That's
yeah.
True. No copyright. You look tan, by the way.
Really?
No copyright. All right, I
gotta run. It's that salon he's been frequenting.
The Florida vacation.
Okay, bye guys.
All right, thanks, Laura.
Have a good one.
You too.
All right, see ya.
How do you like your
classes, Dustin? Yeah. Well, I've only had the one so far, but psychopharmacology starts next week.
Oh,
right?
Next week. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, now that I've gotten a little bit of, I guess, a taste of these classes and everything, I'm just getting a little anxious to get started. I can't wait for this fall to come because I've been kind of in limbo for a while now. Just trying to wait to see what happens. But
limbo about?
Well, just the whole application process.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it'll be over before you can blink.
Yep. But, all right. Thanks a lot.
All right, sure. Thanks, Dustin.